This is an East Coast Radio podcast.
Nadia, firstly, I just want to thank you for taking the time off your schedule to join us today. It is obviously appreciated. But just to kick things off, you are one of the most popular women in South Africa at the moment. Everyone knows you as this beautiful person who has a brilliant sense of humor and the ability to pretty much relate to just about anyone. But would you be able to tell us a little bit more about who exactly Nadia Jafta is and what her life is like, pretty much away from the camera, that is?
I think my lifestyle at the moment is still very much family-oriented. I'm trying to build my own brand and my own business at the same time. So there's a lot of work that goes in behind the scenes, a lot of what people don't see online, because that's what you have to do at the end of the day. You have to build your brand while building yourself a business that is sustainable for the future.
And Nadia, as you said, you are a social media massive personality in that sense. But how exactly did you become an internet sensation? And did you ever think that when you were starting off that you'd become this popular?
No. Honestly, I started in my gap year before I was going to go do my master's overseas. So I actually started with social media in my gap year as just a way to pass time. And then I was obviously doing my own thing on the side. So I actually started off with a clothing line. And then I would just do the social media on the side. And then I would start cranking videos. And then I would, just with funny videos. And then that kind of took off from there.
Now that you actually mentioned that, as you did say, a lot of your content is humorous itself. But where exactly do you find your inspiration for this content? And how easy was it to get your family, particularly your mom, involved in helping you produce these skits?
So I think with my mother, we have that organic relationship anyway, where we do kind of prank each other all the time. We do poke at each other all the time. So with her, it was quite easy because we had that relationship anyway. So, that's how I started off with those videos. And then I obviously went to YouTube where there was longer videos. And then we did the challenges and everything. And then from there, obviously, I couldn't prank my mom every single day because, I don't want to give her a heart attack. So I think from there, I did the YouTube videos and then I just did my own stuff from there.
Now that you actually mentioned that, obviously, you do upload quite a bit of content itself. But to date, what would you actually say your favorite video has actually been producing
my
and obviously
one.
Coming up with?
I think my favorite one, and I think everybody else's favorite video, is when I pranked my mom with the hairdryer. I put the baby powder in the hairdryer, and then she put it on and literally ghosted her whole face, and she was so shocked. That I think it was my favorite video, and then that's everybody else's favorite video as well.
Only now that you mentioned this, obviously, being out in public and then using your camera to record things that you are doing and stuff doesn't mean that you have to be a person that's quite out there and not shy at all, that is. How did you manage to overcome this initial shyness, so to say, whereby you eventually became comfortable in recording yourself, doing the odd ends and stuff in public itself?
I think it's just a switch that I turn on, because I think inherently I'm quite a shy person. Like, I'm quite pulled back. So I think when I know that I'm going to do something, I kind of have to mentally prepare myself. And it's like there's a switch that goes off and I become a completely different person. So there's two sides of I can be extremely extroverted and I can be introverted at the same time. It just depends on the situation.
As you mentioned a little bit earlier, you are massive on social networks yourself. But you've managed to gain a lot of attention, not only in South Africa, but internationally as well.
Mm-hmm.
Going forward, could we possibly be seeing any on-screen appearances in the near future?
I actually am working on something quite exciting, but I can't mention anything yet. But you'll definitely be seeing me around.
I think that's a hint enough for us. So we do have something to look forward to. Yes. Nadia, as I was saying, you are a massive role model to a lot of South Africans, particularly the younger generation itself.
Yeah.
And considering that the world we now live in is digital and continually evolving, what did you want to be when you were younger, and how exactly did you get to where you are today?
Well, when I was younger, I always knew I wanted to be on some sort of platform. Initially, I wanted to be an actress in the movies, and then that's actually what I studied. So that's what I studied. So that's always what I wanted to be. That's always been my dream. It's still my dream. So I always knew I wanted to be a performer.
So having said that, you are someone who has actually followed through and worked towards achieving her dream itself. But what would your words of inspiration be to those who look up to you and on necessarily sure on how to actually chase down what they want to be doing?
I think I would definitely say don't be discouraged, like if you're not seeing results immediately, because it does take time, especially if you're working towards a life goal or a dream. Be patient, be consistent, and just believe in your vision and believe why you did it in the first place.
Nadia, thank you once again so much for giving us the opportunity to have a chat with you and get to know you a little bit better. We'd just like to say, continue doing what you do by making us smile on a daily basis. But just lastly, before we let you go, have you got anything you'd like to say for your fans in KwaZulu-Natal?
I just want to say that I love you guys and thanks for the support.
For more podcasts, visit the East Coast Radio website for more details.